Howard 4.7, Andy and Mel, 804, up to 25 today. It is 12 right now. Interesting text message about the Super Bowl commercials.
Okay.
The Ram Farmer commercial was the second worst commercial right in front of GoDaddy.
Excuse me?
It wasn't funny, interesting, or the least bit worthwhile.
Really? Really?
That's their opinion.
Okay.
I disagree with it too. But
they must not, you know, eat food and wear clothes, and, you know, want to breathe and all that kind of stuff.
Want to breathe?
You know, air better with plants.
Oh, okay. They must not want to breathe.
I didn't mean it like that. Come on.
I'm sorry. That was funny. It wasn't. I mean, if you're looking for funny commercials, yeah, that was a boring one.
Sure.
If that's what you're looking for. And the rest of them were so not. I mean, overall, it was not a good year for the commercials.
Right, but how can you not respect farmers? Like, really, dude?
Well,
come on.
Okay. Farmers do a vital thing, but
well, this is South
you're
Dakota.
You're kind of starting to put them up on a pedestal here. Like,
no, this is South Dakota, though.
Like,
yeah, but they're not. They're not understanding the premise of it.
You
they're
know what the percentage
farmers.
Of people who are farmers in South Dakota? Less than 10%.
All right. Still, how can you not respect farmers?
Well, I do.
And everything that agriculture does for our state. Like, come on.
I know. But at the same time, if you grew up in Sioux Falls and never left the city or were around farms, I could see why you might think that.
Lame.
And Paul Harvey is kind of old school. And
that's why it's awesome.
And if you're under the age of 25, you probably have no idea who he is.
All right.
So, I was pretty sure you were going to have that reaction.
Of course I was.
But, and maybe they were just texting you that to get under your skin.
Maybe.
Because you keep making the noise. Let's see here. Amber is on the phone. How are you doing, Amber?
Good. How are you?
Good. So your favorite and least favorite Super Bowl commercial?
My favorite was I think it was for Kia, and they were talking about where babies come from.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I just caught the end of that one, and I thought it was funny.
The baby land, whatever it was.
And they quick turn on some song on there. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of done that before.
I thought it was cute.
Cut off a kid.
Yep. Change the subject.
Actually knew the quick. Truth.
Yeah. So, what was your least favorite?
Probably the kissing one.
Yeah.
Again, because of the sound effect.
Mel.
Every time.
Stop.
Sorry.
You don't have to do it every time.
I do.
No, you don't. You really don't. Thank you for the call, Amber.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Stop it.
I'll try.
You know how it grossed everybody out watching it last night? You're kind of doing the same thing all over again.
But you do know that I'm not currently kissing anybody, and I'm just making sound effects.
I got a couple of text messages here just in the last couple minutes. I agree. The Ram commercial was a good time for a bathroom slash kitchen break. And another one said, I actually hated the Paul Harvey commercial. I thought it was way too long. That was the one thing.
It was long.
Knock on it. It was like a 2-minute commercial almost. It was way more offensive than the VW Bug commercial would be.
Offensive?
Let me finish. I can understand how it was powerful to the Midwest demographic, but I'm originally from a large city on the West Coast, so it actually irritated me and everyone in my house. This is from Emily. Emily, I would love to know why it irritated you.
How was that offensive?
Or how it's offensive, more so, yeah. What's offensive about farmers?
Wow.
Unless, because it said, so God created a farmer. If they're atheists, then if you say anything that atheists disagree with, they're offended.
Maybe that's it. Wow. I don't understand how that
By the way,
Lifeline offensive.
Coming up again this summer.
How in the world?
I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
I don't get what's offensive about it. Offensive is, bad language and nudity.
Yeah.
Or gratuitous violence.
Yeah. There's nothing offensive
I don't
whatsoever
see anything
that.
Offensive in there, no. Anyway, we'll take a few more of your calls and texts here. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21 up to 25 today, and the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Always keep get well cards on the mantle. That way, when unexpected guests arrive, they'll think you were too ill to clean.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is. It makes sense.
You get an A- today.
A-? Yep. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
It's good. It's good words of advice.
We have a couple of guests in studio. The Winterfest of Wheels is coming up. Is it this weekend, Karen?
It's this weekend.
And a little closer to the mic. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, so what is all happening at the Winterfest of Wheels? I would imagine there's a car or two going to be there.
There might be a few cars.
Okay.
A few trucks, a few motorcycles, probably over 100 of them for sure. And there's all kinds of them from 1913 to 2013. They're all involved, from muscle cars to hot rods to mud trucks to motorcycles, dirt bikes, you name it, it's going to be there.
And where is it at?
The Sioux Falls Convention Center, Friday through Sunday.
And this is a fundraiser for Cure Kids Cancer?
Absolutely.
This is the third or fourth year? Fifth year. Oh, I was wrong.
Wow.
Okay, five years this has been going on. So how did it start? Like, how did you guys decide to start this and then to help out Cure Kids Cancer?
Well, we just have enjoyed car shows, and we thought Sioux Falls would be a good venue to have a big car show indoors where people are kind of getting ready for spring. And now that football's over, it's a good time to get together for a car show and start thinking about spring.
So if there's somebody like me that really wouldn't care to look at the cars, isn't there like a lady hideaway area or something like that?
There is a Ditch Your Man room.
Yes.
Ditch Your Man room.
I knew there was something like that. I couldn't remember what it was called. I like it.
And Kim could probably attest for that if Kim wants to tell you.
We have those too. They're called bars. Ditch Your Woman room.
Wow.
There also is kind of a man cave area with some items for men.
Very cool.
So what's all in the Ditch Your Man room for us ladies? Kim, do you not want to talk today? You're like hiding.
I know. It's a first. I'm quiet today. It's everything. Every kind of shopping you would want. There's things to eat. There's things to, I've gotten a ton of jewelry there, purses. They've got so many different types of vendors there. It's not even funny. I mean, everything that you want to buy is there right in one place. And it can take hours to get through it. So while your man is checking out the $1 million cars that are there, you can shop.
I like
it. You can spend $1 million.
Maybe.
Exactly.
All right. So it's happening this weekend. What time does it get started on Friday?
Friday night is 5 to 10. Saturday is 10 to 9. And Sunday is 10 to 4.
All right. Very cool. Winterfest of Wheels. It's at the Convention Center this weekend. Karen, Kim, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:38, up to 25 today. It is 13 now, or no, it's 11 now. We heard back from Emily. She had emailed in that she thought that the Paul Harvey Ram commercial was offensive.
Yeah.
We were talking about this about a half hour ago. And I heard back from her, and she kind of like laid it out a little more clearly. Well, not so much that it was offensive in and of itself, but that it was more offensive than the VW commercial that everyone was offended about, which was not offensive really at all.
Oh, that's what she was saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and basically,
she should have maybe made that a little bit more clear.
It's written communication. You infer what you infer, and yeah.
Right.
And it was a quick thing on a phone, I'm guessing. Basically, her biggest beef with it was that it was saying that farmers are so important that God had to make them, and that they're more important than everyone else. And she is religious, not an atheist. And yeah, I understand it. I disagree, but I understand the viewpoint at least.
Well, it could be done for anybody, the same Paul Harvey thing.
And the thing is, he was talking to an FFA convention.
Right.
Kind of instilling pride in farmers.
Exactly.
I mean, that was the original target of the speech. And
in 1978.
Dodge wants to sell trucks to farmers. So that's where it came from.
Exactly.
That's all it was. Now, if you're complaining about it being long, yeah, I'm with you there. It was long.
It was long, but it had my attention the whole time.
It's not often that you see 2-minute infomercials during a Super Bowl.
That's true.
Anthony Sullivan here. for the fridge locker.
The fridge locker?
You can lock up your food in the fridge. No more stealing from your coworkers. If you buy one, we'll send you two. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
It's always that way.
Yeah, it's always separate shipping and handling.
Right.
It's never included.
No.
Because they're not making any money off you in the first place.
They're making money off the shipping and handling.
Yeah.
The handling part, they're making the moolah. Yeah.
And let me tell you, they love the handling.
Okay.
Just love it.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay. I have a list of things that you are doing to your car that is ruining it.
Okay, interesting.
Seven worst things you can do to your car.
All right.
Got this on Yahoo. Putting off recommended maintenance.
Oh,
things like
bad.
Your 30 and 60,000 mile checkups if you bought a new car, you know.
Okay.
Give it a little tune-up. Ignoring the check engine light. Obviously, when the check engine light comes on, it can mean a lot of different things.
A million different things.
Yeah. Some can be really bad. Some can end up costing you a lot more later on. Number three, not changing your oil. Most people think you have to do it every 3,000 miles, but... there was an article that even Jiffy Lube admitted that that's probably overkill, especially if it's a relatively new car. If that is the case, lots of experts say once every 5 to 10,000 miles is fine.
5 to 10,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not changing your air filter. They're cheap. Air filters are cheap. It's really easy to replace yourself.
Yeah. Last time I had my oil changed, they actually checked that and said, you really need to replace this. I'm like, okay, change it. That's gross.
Not replacing it can end up breaking your car's oxygen sensor, which can cost $250 to replace.
Yeah, those O2 sensors are a pain in the butt, which is a lot of time why you see the check engine light on.
I can't stand the fact that cars are so computerized now.
Yeah.
It kind of drives me crazy. You know, it's my, your car's, why is my car broke? Oh, you got an O2 sensor out. Really? Why does it need to sense oxygen? Cars ran fine for decades without O2 sensors. Now we have to have them, and they cost me $300 to replace.
I hate them.
But I'm sure a mechanic could tell me why they're important, and I'm sure you're right, but I don't care.
I'm sure they are right.
I believe you. Trust me, because I know nothing. Not checking your tire pressure.
That's important.
Because that can affect your gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Not having enough air in your tires also causes them to get hotter while you're driving, which can wear them out faster.
Oh.
Also increases your chances of getting a flat, which can potentially cause an accident.
Well, that's some good information there.
I have, I got new tires on my truck.
Yeah.
That are bigger than the old ones.
Ooh.
So now my speedometer is off.
Really?
Well, because it takes longer to go around than it did before.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. It's the speedometer isn't magic. It isn't just figuring out how fast you're going. Magically, it's going off of how many times the wheel goes around and round.
So how much is it off? Just like a couple miles?
On the interstate, about, and this is going off my GPS,
yeah,
the speed on my GPS. On the interstate, it's usually about 3 miles an hour off.
Oh.
The slower I go, the less off it is, I think. I don't know.
Interesting. I like how a lot of the new vehicles that do show you the tire pressure, so you know if you need to.
Mine only shows me when it's too low.
When it's too low?
Yeah.
And well, I've been test driving a lot of vehicles as of late, and so a lot of them have actually will show you the gauge, like the mileage.
Yeah, some of them do. Yeah. Like our station vehicle has that.
I think that's pretty cool.
I noticed that as soon as it got cold out, all of a sudden, 3 of the 4 tires were low.
Yeah.
And it had the warning light.
Yeah, the cold air must affect it, huh? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, things that are hot expand, things that are cold contract.
That's true. Oh, that would make sense. Yep.
Except ice.
Okay.
Water's the only thing in the world that expands when it gets cold.
Hmm.
And I even saw the science behind it. Modern Marvel's Ice.
Nice.
I watched the other day.
All right. Glad you watched that.
Hey, I know stuff.
I know. I was said I'm glad you watched that.
Mm-hmm. You've got to make sure you pay attention to your fluid levels is another thing.
Oh.
Things like coolant, brake fluid, transmission fluid, power
windshield
steering
wiper.
Fluid. The windshield wiper fluid won't really affect your car.
It's necessary, though. How bad does that suck when you get, like, splashed with mud or something, and it's not raining?
Because I get splashed with mud all the time.
It happens a lot. And you don't have any
like
windshield
Like when you're
wiper.
Standing by the side of the road waiting for a bus,
mm-hmm.
and you get splashed with mud?
No, because you're in a vehicle.
When you're having a bad day?
You're in a vehicle.
And there's sad music playing.
Always makes me think, because I had a bad day.
Yeah. And continuing to drive when the engine is overheating.
Not a good idea.
Lots of things can cause that. It's usually relatively cheap to fix, a leaky hose or clamp or something. But if you ignore it, you'll eventually blow a gasket, crack an engine. That's not cheap to deal with.
No.
One thing I remember in, like, driver's ed, they said if your car gets overheated, turn on the heater.
Yeah, because it'll help cool off.
It'll help it cool off a little faster. If you're still flooring it wherever you're driving, that's not helping.
Don't do that.
No. And also, they did leave the blinker fluid out of the fluid levels. Make sure you check that on your new car,
Mel. Okay, I'll make sure.
Because you left a lot of it in the parking lot with your van.
That was transmission fluid, I think. Not transmission. Transmission fluid. Something like that. One of those fluids.
We should get like a friend of mine who's a mechanic in here and like give us a quiz on cars. See which one of us is dumber.
Me.
I don't know. I could.
Well, yeah, you don't know very much.
Know much either.
Yeah.
Do you know what a caliper is?
No.
Okay, then I probably would win.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't know other stuff.
I know what a lot of the things are, but I have no idea how they work or how to fix them.
Yeah. And I know there's no such thing as blinker fluid, by the way.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I know that there isn't such thing.
Okay. Is there such a thing as snipe hunting?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:54, up to 25 today. It's going to be warmer later on this week. Cannot wait for that. One thing I, during the Super Bowl last night, I thought was kind of funny was David Montgomery from the Argus Leader tweeted something that said, by the way, SB 47 this year was to, quote, exempt highway personnel in the performance of their duties from minimum speed on interstate highways. Well, every time I saw SB 47 on Twitter last night, they were talking about Super Bowl 47. I was really confused. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Currently, I think they're at SB 107.
And after a little while, it took me a while to realize, oh, yeah, it was Senate Bill 47. It was just a happy coincidence.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it's like 106.
So I tweeted back at him and said, after there was another one that said it was voted down 7-0. I said, I thought the Ravens were leading like 28 to whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, they're actually talking right now about teenagers using their cell phones is what they're talking about right now, under 16 years old.
Well, and they're going to shorten the driving learner's permit or lengthen it?
Yeah, it's 180 days currently. It's now going to be 365. But
when we were 14, you could get a full license, like, boom.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. I mean, until like 8 o'clock or something like that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could still drive. It wasn't a learner's permit first. You could just
Started driving.
Yeah, that restricted permit.
But one of the senators said something about wonders that the phone ban will cause teen drivers to hide their use, causing more crashes. So.
This is kind of funny and sickening all at the same time. An investigative reporter in Atlanta named Jeff Chirico took a pretty serious punch to the chin the other day from an old guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was doing a story about a used car salesman who's allegedly been ripping off his customers. The guy was arrested back in September for racketeering and theft. And even though he's not licensed to sell used cars in Georgia, he's still doing it anyway. So they went to the guy's new location. And when he was there, the guy's father showed up and punched him in the face.
Yikes.
They have video and audio of it too. Here, listen.
Your son's facing some pretty serious charges, and you seem to be back in business now. In a new place where people don't know you.
I'm good.
We'd like to. There it was.
Ooh, there it is.
Get your shit and get it gone before that man gets here.
Well, we'll be calling police, and you'll be arrested for assault, sir. You just punched me in the face.
Trying to get in. No,
sir,
one
you, you were holding the door.
No one invited you in there.
And you didn't tell us not to go in either. And you just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
I'm going to punch you again.
Yeah, that wasn't very smart of him.
Which one?
The old man. He's got a camera.
On
a
him,
microphone.
Yeah, true.
And you're going to punch a guy?
True.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
But he also tried following him into the building.
But he does have a point. He did not say...
He wasn't invited.
But it's a public place. It was a place where they do business and sell cars. So it was a place where public was invited to.
Well...
Without having to say so.
Yeah. But
It was his own stupid fault there. I mean, now he's going to go to jail for assault because he was dumb. I mean, yeah. Control your emotions, dude.
I know, but at the same time, I don't condone it, but I understand it.
I don't think at that point you should have stopped.
Yes, he should
take
have.
Take a deep
You're
breath.
You're absolutely right.
There's a video camera.
But
and
at the
I'm,
same time.
And I'm already having everybody hate me for bad sales practice anyway.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's not make things worse.
But there's also part of me who loves watching a pushy reporter get knocked out.
Yeah, but he just made things worse for himself.
I know, but there's still part of me that enjoyed watching a pushy reporter get knocked out.
Actually, I didn't think the guy was being that pushy, first of all. And he had every right to report about that because he's helping out the general public.
I know,
and
I
second
know.
Of all, after he got punched, that reporter totally held his own. He was very calm.
I know, but there's one thing, too,
very
though.
Very calm.
There's a reason why you see investigative reports in big cities and not here. Big reason. If they did investigative reports in a city the size of Sioux Falls, no one's going to buy advertising. Because in the big cities, they're relying on big car dealers and big national businesses.
But that was a smaller, looked like a smaller town or
something.
No,
it was an Atlanta affiliate.
Okay.
In a town this size, you're not going to see a lot of investigative reporting of businesses.
There's some done, though.
Well, if there's already some record of a crime happening, yes.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it on their own. Because then...
Because they don't want to get punched.
Well, no. I mean, you really want to think the entire business community in a town that you're out snooping around?
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
But still,
want that
I mean, that situation, the reporter was not in
you're
the wrong.
Right. You're right. I agree. But there's still a part of me that enjoys watching a pushy reporter
right
get knocked
again?
Out. No,
please?
I said it once.
You know, I actually said it twice.
Once is enough.
Again, please?
Stop it. Hot 1047.com.